you know, I'm ready for this one to be over with and be able to start anew and, you know, come back and, you know, get things started in a different direction, because this year has just, you know, been a complete disaster for myself.
And for the team, I mean, you guys haven't won anywhere near as much as you wanted to. What do you see in the future now? Do you see changes for this football team?
Well, I mean, this is a league of changes. There's always going to be changes. I don't know the degree of the changes. You know, I'm in the same boat as everybody else, you know, waiting to see what they decide to do. But, you know, it's a game that we know that, you know, something's going to change. We just don't know what it is, you know. But as players, all we can do is try and make that adjustment and, you know, get better. You know, this season didn't go anywhere the way we wanted it to or expected it to. And, you know, that's on us. So as players, we got to get better, you know, do whatever it is we got to do and get this thing turned around.
Brady, you've been through a couple of these.
How tough is that to swallow, knowing what the expectations were, knowing, having been around this town for so long, knowing how high the aspirations were, and to be back here right now today at 6-10?
Yeah, I mean, it's sickening. You know, as players, you know, we had, you know, the highest hopes out of everybody, you know, and for us to fall short of that, you know, we don't like it at all. So, you know, and it's depressing, you know. You play this game that you love, but you also, you know, we play it because we want to win. We're all competitors and want to do better than 6-10. So I was happy those guys were able to get the win yesterday, though. You know, that's something to end a note on, you know, in the season on is to go out with a win. So, you know, for them to go out there and fight like that, you know, is something to, you know, to build on.
But looking at the larger body of work, what gives you confidence that this staff, this core group, whatever, can get over
that? Well, I mean, we just didn't play consistent. You can see flashes of what we can be as a team, you know, when you turn on film. You know, I think that's the number one thing, you know, a lot of people don't see. We can see things on film that are going in the right direction. We just got to do it as players consistently. So, you know, and we had a number of injuries this year. But at the same time, you know, when you do that, you get guys that step up and make plays. So, again, you know, that all falls on us as players.
You've been through coaching changes before in your career. It's possible that it could happen again here today. Just moving forward, you're a veteran guy. Are you tired of, you know, the constant restarting here?
Yeah, I mean, it is something you do get sick of, just because that means you're not performing well. So, you know, more than anything, you know, you develop a relationship with those guys, and you don't like guys that keep coming in and being taken out and things like that, just because, you know, those are guys that have been going to, you know, war, so to speak, with you for, you know, last 3-4 years. So, you know, hopefully we can get, you know, things turned around. I don't know what kind of, you know, moves are going to be made, but, you know, you always hope for the minimal. So hopefully we can get that.
As a player, you know, you've been through a regime change before. I mean, if it comes, you know, you've got to, as a player, everybody's got to kind of reprove yourself to a new cast of guys who don't know you like the old cast. You know, if it comes, do you kind of, what is your approach to play? You got to take a deep breath and know that you got to reprove yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. You know, you should always have to fight for your job every time you step on the field. And, you know, anybody in the locker room knows that. You know, you're going to constantly have to prove yourself when you step on the football field. So that's part of it. And, you know, as a player, you know that. So with a new regime coming in, if that does happen, you know, we'll expect that and, you know that nobody's safe. You know, we have to go out there and show that we belong here and we have to be able to play here.
Freddie, with the way CJ played this year, where do you see your role moving forward? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
You know, I don't know. You know, I'm going to continue to do what I do. You know, show up and continue to play hard, and whatever happens, happens. You know, that's something that, you know, I can't control. You know, you just got to give CJ credit. He played, you know, amazing this year. And, you know, with the opportunities he's got, he made, you know, a tremendous amount of plays. And that being said, I don't feel like, you know, I'm a slouch either. I feel like I can go out and play. You know, I feel like I'm still capable of putting up plays and numbers and things like that if I get that opportunity. So, but, you know, all I'll do is I'll come out and continue to work and, you know, see what happens and see where I go from there.
With that being said, are you okay staying here? I mean, not that you dislike CJ. I don't mean that. That's not what I'm saying. But as you said, he's played very well. Is there enough carries? Is there enough playing time? Are you okay staying here with CJ?
Yeah, I mean, this is where I, you know, started my career, and this is where I want to end my career. you know, even if I did leave here, who's to say where I go and I, you know, I won't be some third or fourth string back there. So, you know, my thing is to go out and compete and make the most of the opportunities I do get. So, whether that's here, you know, or in somewhere else, I'm going to continue to show up and make plays and, you know, try and help my team win.